A blessed day to all of you who are here with us in the shrine and also those who are joining us through this live stream. Where do we place or where do we find support for our lives? It is very important to know with what we support our lives or with what we base and we have founded our life. What is what we give more importance in order to find meaning and happiness that we are trying to look for. The person who dialogues with Jesus in today's gospel is concerned about the inheritance that corresponds to him with his brother and that they must share something his brother seems unwilling to do so. So he tells Jesus to ask his brother to fulfill the hereditary obligation because it seems that his life depends on it. He believes that his life depends on money and material goods. And Jesus takes this opportunity to remind his hearers and all of us that even if someone is wealthy, his life does not depend on his or her possession. And he illustrates it with the parable of the rich man who had a great harvest, accumulating more and more goods, believing that in this way he would have life already resolved and enjoy it. Therefore, it was said, "Man, you have accumulated many good things for many years. Eat, drink, have a good life." But the same night, God asked him for his life, and that came to him without being rich before God. What is it about, shall we say, without neglecting material life, is being rich before God, which is the same as entering the paths that Jesus shows us, those that lead us to that happiness in this life and total happiness with Him in heaven. These paths we know very well that are the paths of love, forgiveness, dedication, simplicity, cleanliness of heart, purity of heart, friendship with God and with our fellow human beings, something that does not fill, shall we say, our wallets with money, but truly fill the heart of that desired happiness and meaning. May we be enlightened every day to always choose that which leads to life. Amen.